Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about activate the good. Just the other day, I was talking with somebody, and they were telling me how they went to their doctor's appointment. And while they're at their doctor's appointment, the doctor had them breathe into this breathing test, basically, and they're practicing their deep breathing. And the doctor said this person was preparing for a procedure coming up, and they're talking about how the deep breathing is important to prevent infections because often people don't utilize all of their lungs. Talking about how when we don't breathe deeply, certain parts of our lungs basically remain dormant. We're not using them. And we begin to lose that functionality, that basic principle, use it or lose it. But I want to talk about kind of a higher level of this. One of the things I've learned, and I believe about our physical bodies. For example, we know in our genetics, you have dormant genes. We often talk about for bad things, let's say. You could have dormant genes for certain diseases or things that you don't want. But on the same note, on the opposite side of this, I believe God has built things into our genetics and into our bodies, capacities and abilities and good things that are waiting there, waiting to be activated. How do we activate those things? We got to put them to work. We got to put them into practice, just like the lungs. Unless we use them, we lose them. It reminds me of the parable that Jesus talked about of the master giving the talents to his servants. But the two guys went and they put their talents to work immediately. And their talents, their money began to double, began to multiply. And he says, well done, good and faithful servants. You're going to be given more. Now you're going to be given entire cities. You're going to be given more to manage. But the guy who didn't do anything with it, he went and just buried it in the ground. Everything he had was taken from him. This is a biblical principle, I believe, that you don't use it, you lose it type of thing. But also there's good things that are waiting to be activated. In every area of our life, I think there's good things that are waiting to be activated in our physical bodies, in our relationships, in our finances, in our relationship with God. Every area of life, there's good things waiting to be activated. And until we put things into practice consistently, we don't activate those things. We got to create the right environments consistently. Think about it, it's the environment that our genetics are in to cause the signaling to take place and things to be activated. Let's get started with prayer. And then we're going to be taking communion over this today, asking for God's help to activate these good things, these capabilities and potential that he has put within us. So if you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, all their families, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders. Keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer, and this is where we talk about our four fundamentals. You keep practicing these four fundamentals, and I believe you make them fun. You got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to bring some energy and life and presence into these things. But you make them fun. You do these four things. I believe what you're going to do is you're going to change the environment. You're going to change the culture. You're going to change the environment of your physical body, first and foremost. You're going to change the culture and the environment that surrounds you. And you're going to start to activate some of these good things. And we're going to be asking for God's help to do it at an even higher level today. But you're going to start to activate some of these good things. And I want you to think about this. This gene signaling in our bodies, it's either on or it's off. Genes are either on or they're off. This signaling, you keep doing these things every day. You keep putting them into practice every day. It keeps growing and growing, and eventually gets to the point where it just turns on and it stays on. It comes all of a sudden. Sometimes it takes a little practice to get it to the point where you create that environment. And all of a sudden, once you create it, boom, those things get turned on. And hopefully they stay on as well. You keep practicing these things over and over, it's going to happen. So our four fundamentals: getting positioned in the light, magnifying the light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and doing the things you know to do, and doing them together with God, doing them in partnership with Him. That's the way that they're meant to be done. So our first fundamental, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch to get the lights turned on. This is how we can begin to create some of that culture here. Number one, staying positioned in forgiveness, receiving that forgiveness from God, forgiving ourselves in the middle, walking in forgiveness with other people. Very simple, but it's something we got to be executing. We got to be walking in it consistently. And the motivation behind all of that forgiveness was love. God's love was the motivation behind the forgiveness. And then we got to receive that from Him. We got to love ourselves the way that He's loved us, and to begin to love other people the way that He's loved us. To be in the light, to be positioned in the light, is to be positioned in forgiveness and love. God is love. God is light. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love. And all this is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. One of the greatest things we can do today to keep the lights turned on, to activate all these good things, stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Because there's going to be the tendency to complain, to get bitter, to not forgive. And what I would tell you is it's not worth it. It's not worth it because we shut off our access to all these good things that we're talking about. And what is it God has given us access to? He's given us everything He has. He's transferred us into the kingdom of Jesus. And God's given us everything He has in Christ. He's given us, you look through scripture, you're going to find He's given you His Spirit, His power, His presence, His love, His peace, and His joy. Not your own peace. He's given you His peace and His joy that can be flowing through you. We can activate the good. His mind and His wisdom, the answers and solutions that we need to problems that we're facing. His health and energy can work through us. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God whose energy so powerfully worked within me. God's energy can flow through you. His time, His finances, everything He has. All this can be activated and flowing in our lives. And then we got to magnify that light. We're going to make it bigger and greater. We're going to turn the lights on. Then we've got to expand the capacity where God can begin to flow more and more through us. And it's all about what we're focused on. To magnify the light, it's all about focus. We're all magnifying something every day. based on the things that we're talking about, thinking about, meditating on. It's all about focus. As we begin to meditate on the light, it gets God's word rooted and grounded and established in our hearts, so that when problems and issues come up, we stay fixed and immovable and consistent with our focus on the light during those times. But how can we magnify the light? We can magnify God's word and his promises. Just be thinking about and meditating on his word and his promises all throughout the day. We can be thinking about and talking about and meditating on his unfailing love, his faithfulness, that he never fails. He's always on time. He fulfills all of his promises. We can meditate on his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. All the testimonies and things he's already done in our lives, he's done in the lives of other people. All that he's done for us in Christ. We can meditate on our righteousness or right standing with God that's found in Christ. We've got peace with God. We've got his blessing and favor on our lives. He wants to help. We can meditate on all the good things that he put in us, those things that we talk about. He wants to flow through us. We can meditate on those things. Wait a minute. I've got God's peace. I've got God's joy. I've got his energy, his health, his time, his finances, his spirit, his power. Meditating on all those things that are available to us and he put within us. We can meditate on whatever is lovely and just and true and good and praiseworthy. We can meditate on all the things that are going well. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. We're going to have issues and problems in life, but it's choosing not to magnify them. It's to make God bigger than the problems, to focus on him, trusting in him that he's got the solution, that he's bigger than the problem, and that nothing's impossible for him. Just that simple childlike faith and trust. But he does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness. All the ways that we've been wronged, all the issues and problems, dwelling on the past, worrying about the future, trying to toil away in our minds to figure out all the answers to the problems we're facing. That's where we're going to get good at recognizing the symptoms. One of the greatest gifts God has given us is feelings and emotions on the inside that are indicators letting us know whether we're on track or not. When we're magnifying darkness, we're positioned in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the pressure's on you. Might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck, your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry and confusion. Maybe you feel like you're stuck in bad habits or vicious cycles, and you try to break free, you try to quit the habits, and you just can't get free. But when you're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. And all of a sudden, you get so much more present and aware of everything that's going on around you. Everything feels free and easy and effortless, and your energy levels begin to rise up. You've got that peace that surpasses all understanding, the joy of the Lord that is your strength. You've got hope in every situation. You get these aha moments where you just get these flashes of insight and you know exactly what to do. You're learning, you're growing, bad habits and bad patterns are just breaking free and just falling right off of you. Not even trying to. You just stay focused on the light. These bad habits and patterns and good breaks just begin to unfold in our lives. Now, the good news is we recognize that we're off track. It only takes 1 second to turn it around. Just a very simple prayer. Father, forgive me. Thank you. Get positioned in thanks or forgiveness. Thank you. Thank him for his unfailing love and his grace. Gives us the opportunity to turn it back around and just start praising him and thanking him and then start magnifying him. It'll turn in 1 second. It's pretty amazing. It'll turn in 1 second. And all throughout the day, you might have to catch yourself. And our goal is to get it where we sustain this positioning, sustain magnifying him all throughout the day. It's going to take some practice. These are fundamentals we've got to put into practice. And then we've got to stay tuned in each day. One of the greatest keys to staying tuned in is getting more present. To be a good listener requires presence. We need to stay tuning in for his leading and direction each day. One of the things I like to do is just record my journey. Just get a pen and paper each day. I like to do it before bed and you just ask this question. God, what is it you're trying to show me today? there anything I missed or you're trying to get across to me today? And you just write it down. Whatever comes to mind, even if you're not sure if it was God or not, you just begin to write it down. You begin to record your journey. He's going to lead you day by day. He's going to lead you one graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. And you just stay tuned in for his leading and direction throughout the day. And if you're ever unsure on which way to go or which step to take or what the next step might be, you ask him for his help and then you wait until you know. He is so faithful. If you will wait, you'll ask him and then you'll wait. Every single time he will show you what to do. Every single time he will show you what to do. He's so faithful in this. Wait until you know, and wait until you know that you know. This is the direction. This is the path. This is the thing to do. But then once you know, you got to take action. And you got to take action quickly. What do you know to do today? If you haven't been practicing this regularly, there might be some things that have piled up on the inside. And a good thing to do today, just start taking action on anything that you know to do that's been piling up on the inside. Anything that's been on your conscience, on your to-do list that you've been procrastinating on. Anything that maybe you heard from God, you got a leading or excitement to take action on. You begin to walk those things out. I think part of activating this good, you got to put things into action. To activate requires action. You got to put into practice the things that you know to do. And when you begin to do this, you begin to execute with God, doing it together with him, with a good attitude, with a willing heart, with cheerfulness and joy and confidence in him, because you're doing it together with him. We often procrastinate because things look big and overwhelming. And that's just choosing to view it from the wrong perspective. Wait a minute, I've got God with me. Nothing's too hard for him. We get started and we rely and trust on his grace and ability flowing through us. Nothing's impossible for him. And it does something like turns you into a magnet. When you get this grace flowing, you begin to activate this good. It does something like turning you into a magnet. And it begins to pull more and more of these things of God into your life, to attract more and more of the good. Let's touch on this idea real quick. Activate the good. We can activate God's promises. Got all these promises, these precious promises that he's given us that we can walk in. How do we inherit them? We inherit them through faith and patience. Receive them by faith, and then our job is to create that culture that receives it and activates it. And in due time, all those good things are going to become activated. It's just simply a matter of time. And our role is to create that right culture and environment in the meantime. Same thing goes in our DNA. We can activate all of those good things. In our mind and emotion, there's capacities and abilities that we can begin to activate. In our physical bodies, our lungs, our heart, our muscles, our eyes and ears and sensory things. Think about people that are have lost, let's say, their sight or their hearing. Their other senses become stronger. They activate levels that most people are not aware of because they become stronger in those things. In our relationship, there's good things in our relationships that we can activate that maybe we're not walking in. Same thing in our finances, in our time. Every area of life has these things that are almost lying dormant, that are waiting for us to step into. We can receive these things from God by faith and then create the right culture or environment that begins to activate them. Putting it into practice consistently. We got to take what God's given us and put it into practice. Jesus says, he who has ears to hear, they're hearing and they're taking action on the things that they're hearing. They're going to be given more. And God's going to begin to flow more and more. There's no limit to the amount of good things that can begin to get activated. As I've started to see a glimpse of this, there's no limit to it. It's unlimited how high this thing can go. So we're going to take communion over this, asking for God's help. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your goodness. You are the source of all good, of all beauty, of all good, everything good and gracious and beautiful. And we're asking for your help today, Lord. Just you've given us this principle of creating the culture and the environment and putting things into practice, putting things to work that begins to activate more and more that's available to us. We're asking for your help, Lord, to activate higher and higher levels of the good that you've built into every area of our life, our relationship with you, our health, our relationships with other people, our mind and emotions and bodies, finances, time, order, every area of life. You created it to be good. We're asking for your help with that today. Father, help us get good at this. Become masters of this. It helps us become more like you. And I believe as we do this, one of the things that's going to happen, you begin to see these things get activated in your life. What's going to happen? You're going to know. We are going to know God's heart and his love and his goodness so much more. So, Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. We can approach him with freedom and confidence to find help in our time of need. But also, part of being right with him, he's got all these good things that are waiting for us. That are waiting to be stepped into. They're waiting to be activated in our lives. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, pour it out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. We've been talking about make this day a masterpiece. And making today a masterpiece is not so much exactly about what you're doing, but it's about how you do it. The environment that you create while you're doing it and who you're doing it with. Bringing God into everything that you do today. Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying the light. Pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. You stay tuned in for his leading and direction today. And then you take action. You do the things that you know to do, and you do them together with God. You do that. He's going to start leading you day by day to this beautiful, spacious place. You're going to activate all that good. He's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.